All in the downs the fleet was moored, the streamers waving in the wind, when black-eyed Susan came on board. Oh, where shall I my true love find? Tell me, ye jovial sailors, tell me true, if my sweet William, if my sweet William sails among your crew.
William, who high upon the yard rocked with the billows to and fro, soon as her well-known voice he heard, he sighed and cast his eyes below. The cord slid swiftly through his glowing hands, and quick as lightning on the deck he stands. So the sweet lark, high poised in air, shuts close his pinions to his breast. If chance his mate's shrill call he hears, and drops at once into her nest, the noblest captain in the British fleet might envy William's envy, William's lips those kisses sweet. Oh, Susan, Susan, lovely dear, my vows shall ever true remain. Let me kiss off that falling tear, we only part to meet again. Change as ye list, ye winds, my mind shall be the faithful compass that still points to thee. Believe not what the landmen say, who'll tempt with doubts thy constant mind. They'll tell thee sailors when away, in every port a mistress find. Yes, yes, believe them when they tell thee so, for thou art present wheresoever I go. If to fair India's coast we sail, thy eyes are seen in diamonds bright, thy breath in Afric's spicy gale, thy skin is ivory so white. Thus every beauteous object that I view wakes in my soul, some charm of lovely Sue. The battle calls me from thy arms, let not my pretty Susan mourn. The cannons roar yet free from harms, William shall to his dear return. Love turns aside the balls that round me fly, lest precious tears should drop from Susan's eye.
The boatswain gave the dreadful word, the sails their swelling bosom spread. No longer must she stay on board, they kissed, she sighed, he hung his head. Her lingering boat unwilling rose to land. Adieu, she cries, and waves her lily hand.
As through a grove I took my way, sweet recreation for to take, a charming maiden fair and gay, for her true love sad moan did make. In a sweet bower near a pleasant green, dressed like a goddess, or some beauteous queen. Unto this maid with sorrow filled, I went to ease her of her smart, But when my person she beheld, she said,
"Kind sir, I pray depart. What business have you here to trouble me? Or to be scoffing at my misery?"
"Sweet lovely mistress of the grove, why should I make a scoff of thee? I do perceive you are in love, and I could wish it was with me. Sweet charming creature, show to me thy name. For thy bright charms, my senses do inflame."
"Susan it is my name," said she, "who am oppressed with grief and woe. My dearest love is gone to sea, but where he is I do not know. My jewel's absence fills my eyes with tears. I have not seen him for these many years."
"Kind Mrs. Susan, I protest, I think I knew that same young man. He has a mole on his right breast, likewise his name is William Lamb. And if he be the same, I tell you plain, that all your tears for him are spent in vain."
"He is the man that is, my dear," pretty sweet Susan did make reply. "You make me tremble for to hear of my true love's inconstancy. But surely such a thing can never be. For he admires none alive but me."
"That's your mistake, sweet charming fair, since I will let you understand. William is married, I declare, unto a maid in New England, and he is raised to a high degree. Forget him, for he has been false to thee."
"If this be true that you have said, then all my joys are laid aside. I am a poor distressed maid, no other shall make me a bride. Though he is false, a maid I'll live and die, but yet my heart does in his bosom lie. All happiness attend my dear, where'er he goes by land or sea. My love to him is still sincere, although he has proved false to me. Yet let sweet William use me as he will. I cannot help, but love sweet William still. I could be glad with all my heart to see sweet William once again. Then I my mind would soon impart to him who breaks my heart in twain. And she that is his bride, I love her too. Though he be false, my love to him is true."
"Seeing his Susan's loyalty, 'tis down his cheeks did drop amain. Into her arms he straight did fly, saying, 'Why does my love complain? I am thy William, joined to thee by oath. Nothing but death, nothing but death can ever part us both. My dear, behold on my right breast, you know there is a certain more. Let not thy heart be sore oppressed. Here is the broken piece of gold, which we did break upon a certain day. When you departed, and I went away. Sorrow and hardship I went through, when I was on the raging main. Now to my dear beloved Sue, I am returned safe again. No more I'll cross the raging ocean wide, but live in pleasure with my loving bride. Susan in a swoon did faint, at William's feet I do declare. He caught her up into his arms, soon he revived the charming fair. William and Susan sweetly passed along to Plymouth Church, where multitudes throng. 20 stout sailors brave and bold, and 20 maids in rich attire, a glorious sight for to behold. Music played at their desire to accommodate the bride and bridegroom there. Now they are joined, a sweet and happy pair.